This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Facebook is tweaking its newsfeed algorithm, and we'll discuss what that means for online news publishers. First, here are some top tech stories. Netflix's stock rose to a record in regular trading Monday and climbed another 9% after hours. The video streaming company added 8.3 million new subscribers during its fourth quarter, compared with the 6.3 million it had originally forecast. The subscriber gains came even as Netflix announced it would raise its prices during the quarter and as it faces increased competition for viewers and programming. No cashiers, no checkout lanes. That's what awaits shoppers at Amazon Seattle convenience store Amazon Go, which finally opened on Monday. The store, located in the base of Amazon's main headquarters in Seattle, uses computer vision and machine learning algorithms to track shoppers and charge them for what they select, thereby eliminating checkout counters. The store opening was delayed by nearly a year, as the technology proved more difficult than expected for Amazon Go workers to master, with glitches occurring when too many people were in the store or were moving too quickly. Billionaires Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason urged Xerox to explore a sale and refresh its top ranks in a letter made public on Monday. The Wall Street Journal reported Sunday evening that the two, Xerox's first and third biggest investors, had formed an alliance and planned to encourage the printer and copier giant to explore a potential sale and remove CEO Jeff Jacobson. Icahn and Deason together control more than 15% of Xerox's shares. Coming up, the Wall Street Journal's Elizabeth Winkler talks about the changes in Facebook's news feed. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Millions of Americans get their news from Facebook, so news that the social media giant plans to change its news feed could serve as a wake-up call for news providers and publishers. The Wall Street Journal says that for publishers, Facebook's plan to shake up its news feed may mean a dramatic change in traffic from the platform. Let's talk about this with Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Elizabeth Winkler. Elizabeth, first, this involves Facebook changing its newsfeed algorithm. Why don't you explain that?
Sure. Well, Facebook has come under a lot of criticism in the last year for its role in sort of enabling the spread of misinformation, Russian meddling, and all of that in the 2016 election. So it's part of a PR campaign right now, really, and Zuckerberg has said that his goal in 2018 is to fix Facebook. So there are two changes that are happening to the newsfeed. The first is that it will prioritize what the platform calls meaningful interaction. So that's engagement with family and friends. And basically that means that any posts that you share, comment on, are going to be prioritized in the newsfeed. And that's something that's been rolled out sort of over the last few months. And publishers have already seen a decline in referral from Facebook as a result of that.
So you say content directly from publishers won't perform as well, you know, as far as people looking at it, unless people engage with it.
That's right. So, I mean, the idea is that people will see less news in their feed, presumably. But, I mean, it's not necessarily going to sort of combat the virality of certain articles if people are sharing and commenting on, you know, really sensational news items. And those are the kinds of things that get shared on and commented on much more frequently, of course, than sort of dry fact-based articles.
So you say Facebook will also surface content from reputable publishers, ranking news sources based on user evaluations of credibility. What does that mean? It sounds kind of nebulous to me.
Yeah, that's the second part of the rollout, which is supposed to happen next week. And Facebook has done a survey, a representative survey, it says, the results of which it is not releasing, to gauge what news sources Americans trust. And presumably the kinds of news you're going to see on your news feed is going to be related to that ranking. But past surveys have not shown a whole lot of overlap in the kind of sources Americans trust. You know, the people who rate Fox News very highly rate the New York Times very poorly and vice versa. So, and, you know, news organizations are not going to see the results of these surveys. It's not clear exactly what this is going to mean in terms of what people are actually reading and seeing.
What does this mean as far as fake news is concerned?
Well, Facebook says that this will lessen the amount of fake news on the site. It's implemented a number of other measures, you know, fact checkers and so forth. But, you know, if people rate Breitbart very highly for, you know, credibility, and they're sharing Breitbart articles because the platform is promoting engagement between friends, it's not clear that this is really going to mitigate things. So it's a trial for Facebook, really. It's trying to shake things up, but we'll see how it goes.
And which part of this is already rolled out?
The friends and family emphasis in the news feed is rolled out, and the news sources by credibility will roll out next week.
Now, didn't they do a testing on one of those in Central American countries or something?
That's right. So this is part of what's concerning, too. Facebook rolled out about 6 pilot programs last fall in countries like Guatemala, Bolivia, and then Eastern Europe as well, Slovenia, Slovakia. And they weren't identical to what it's doing now with its newsfeed, but they were testing programs in which the platform emphasized interaction between family and friends and less news emphasis. And all of that seemed to result in those countries in a lot more fake news and a huge drop and referral for credible news organizations. So, you know, those are troubling signs.
You write that this means news publishers would be wise to reduce their dependency on Facebook. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not clear what all these tweaks are going to mean. Already, they've seen a decline in traffic from Facebook, as Facebook has been emphasizing the friends and family thing. And so there may be other tweaks down the road. The wise move is to reduce dependency on the platform, to find ways to engage with consumers directly. You know, and a lot of news organizations have already been doing this, you know, with their news apps, with email newsletters to readers. So really trying to engage directly and not be reliant on a third-party platform, especially one that seems to be continually tweaking its algorithm.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Elizabeth Winkler. Elizabeth, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Like this podcast, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Another new episode is coming soon. As we look at science, technology, and their influence on our lives, the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. The future is closer than you think.